Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod with Howell and Jamie. This is a spoiler special. We're going to be talking about the latest series of Game of Thrones in its entirety. If you haven't watched it, please don't listen. Just take it from us. You should watch Game of Thrones. It's just great TV. So,
right, let's tuck in. Let's get straight into the meat and two veg. Now, before we get into the ins and outs, I just want to do a series review of Series 7.
Is this because we said we were going to do every episode and we did three?
Well, we failed abysmally. I mean, come on. We only do 50 minutes a week and we couldn't do it.
Embarrassing.
It's incompetent. Anyway, here's my thoughts series review-wise. It's been a good series.
Great review.
It's not been my favourite.
Yeah,
but I do feel the pace has been very uneven this series. I feel like they've set themselves up for the end now.
The last two episodes, surely. The last two episodes were giants.
Massive. I mean, it's just like massive amounts of plot have been pounded through in two episodes. Don't get me wrong, there's been some brilliance in there as well. But like, they spend like the first two episodes of Series 7 talking about war, just talking about it, but barely moving the plot forward. And then they rush through a brilliant dragon battle scene, a war that suddenly becomes a truce, then a ridiculously elaborate plan to catch a walker to convince Cersei that walkers are real. I mean, let's just stop on that whole plan.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole walker, the whole plan to catch a walker, which for me was like, why are they doing this? I don't first of all, why bother in the first place? Just convince the psycho. Instead of trying to convince the psycho queen that there's walkers out there, when you know she's going to betray you anyway because it's Cersei, why don't you just get rid of her? They knew they could have removed her from the throne and then just go down up the north and get rid of the walkers. But let's just stop anyway,
because they needed they think that they need her army, they need her on side, and knowing what a piece of work she is, they thought the only way of possibly getting through to her is by this. They had a bit of
Hopefully they could have taken out a bit of her army but kept a sizable chunk and re-recruited for the new army. That's what I was thinking. But anyway, I accept that they did that, and I still feel it was a ridiculous plotline. But then they've got this brilliant Dirty Dozen that head off into the snow to catch a walker, right? This great bunch of vagabonds, some great characters all thrown together to go into the snow. I thought, you know what, when they set that up, I thought, this is brilliant. I hope they spend 2 to 3 episodes just following this journey. You know, we're intercutting between stuff at winter.
You wanted them to carry on. Just listening to them talk about dicks, which is basically all the men do in this series, is stand around going, penis, semi-gay joke.
But they did that because they didn't give it enough time to breathe. They were just trying to rush through it so much.
There was like half an hour of them walking and talking.
It was wrong. The way they were doing it was wrong. It's not the idea that was wrong. It's the way they did the idea that was wrong. They did it over a 40-minute rush through, bang out, right?
Rush through about 40 minutes, as my wife will tell you. There was enough space for that kind of joke in the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's because they handled it badly. Like, they could have had some real fun with this idea of, like, them going out into the wilderness and, like, the dead bear chasing them, and the relationship between these characters being explored more, because there were some really fascinating characters in that group all thrown together.
Halt.
And like you said, all they do is have a conversation about dicks.
Halt.
But that's...
Halt.
What?
I'm going to flip this and argue your own point against you. One of your issues was that they'd saved all the action up and that there's a lot of people standing around talking about war, perhaps, but talking. My view was, I was talking to a guy recently called Paul, who may well be listening to this podcast. Paul makes a ridiculous argument that says that he's decided to just leave TV shows if they're boring, and he thinks this is a great idea. He's like, it doesn't matter if there's great stuff later on. I've not got the time in my life to hang around for the lull.
Oh, now, come on.
My point to Paul, which he won't accept, is if you're acknowledging there's a lull, then that means that there's a great bit to come. So why don't you just join in again at the great bit? If everyone says, oh, that was a great episode last night, well, don't watch the bit in the middle. Just like, if you're willing to be so disposing with your habits, why don't you just join it again? Now, if I was Paul, I would have given up 2 seasons ago. There was entire seasons that happened like this slow. And in this one, for me, those first couple of episodes and that conversation through the wilderness started to get a little bit, okay, I see what you're doing. You're doing an in-camera sort of play. It's a stage play. It's a discussion-based thing. We're going to look at these two talking together. Now we're going to look at these two talking together. And now look who's back here having a conversation. Nothing happened, just them talking. So in some ways, lovely. Yeah, but any more, and all the Pauls of the world will have buggered off.
No, they could have done it like Jaws, Howell. They could have done it like these guys go out on a boat or into the wilderness on the, in the snow, and they try and get a walker and they fail and they get chased and they see the threat, they see the size of the army, they see the recruitment going on within the walker community, and eventually they snare one, they get trapped on the ice. What do? They're trapped on the ice, they're camping out, they're surviving on the wits while this one guy's running back, old Renly, to get help. I mean, it could have been so much more of like a Jaws-style journey out into the wilderness to find this one walker that they can take back. They just... Uh-huh. I just think they got it wrong. They handled it wrong. It was a great idea.
But Jaws, the Jaws stuff that you're talking about, the men in the boat chatting to each other, that doesn't last longer than 40 minutes, you know.
I'm not just talking about chatting on the chatting stuff. I'm talking about the thrill of, like, this is a dangerous place to go in. There are 100,000 walkers out there. Mm-hmm. And they could have had so much more thrills and terrors.
Swapping it for what? Where's your real estate come from? Extra episodes?
Well, there were 7 episodes. Every other series has had 10 episodes.
Yeah,
they cut it down to 7. Next series, it's 6 episodes. And there's talk that that's only going to come out in 2019, which is very depressing. But anyway.
So, yeah, they could have made it 10.
They could have just done 10. They could have had some really fun, like, just little movies within the, like they did with the last series. But instead, they sort of thought, we're going to cram all of that in, whilst also following this Winterfell plot line around Littlefinger.
Great plot line.
It was a great plot line, but it was dragged out a little bit, wasn't it? I mean,
for the entire series,
Littlefinger just stands in the background smirking, and that's all he did. No wonder he had to die. There's nowhere else for him to go. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a brilliant takedown.
I didn't think he was going to die this soon. I did not think he would die.
It surprised me. I thought Sansa. I predicted Sansa was going to break bad. I thought she was going to turn evil, but she flipped, reversed it on me. That was some great work between the three Stark children.
They had me.
I loved it when he said, Littlefinger, you weren't there. None of you know what happened. And then Bran breaks out the three-eyed raven on him.
I was that.
Just goes, oh.
What an annoying brother that would be to have.
Oh, he's a doofus. Oh. But, I mean, wow.
He's great, but imagine if any argument could be won by, it was 4-0.
it is annoying, but it was a great plotline. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the incest. There's so much happiness around the incest.
Yeah, so even when they explained it at the end, right? So you're right, are you? She's his auntie.
That's his auntie. That's right. Auntie Daenerys.
It was explained in a very lovely way. There wasn't any kind of dun dun dun, she's his auntie. Meanwhile, Tyrion was watching in the corridor. Tyrion's issue? Is he in love with her? Is that what we're supposed to be working out? It must be.
Of course he's in love with her. Tyrion fancies the pants off her, but, you know,
What did Tyrion say to Cersei when we weren't with them? That then she came back and said... So, we were with them. He said, go on, kill me. She said, no.
Yeah.
We left them. She wasn't budging. When they came back to us, she said, okay, yeah, I'll join you. Has Tyrion... No. So, the point at which things changed was when Tyrion realised she has a child, right?
Hmm.
Has something happened in Tyrion that means that he is going to double cross?
No.
And if that's the case, is he more likely to double cross now that he's jealous of Jon Snow, having fucked with the Dragon Lady?
No, I don't think so. I think that Tyrion obviously felt like, obviously, he wants his sister to survive, especially if she's pregnant. And he clearly just persuaded her around on the fact that her children would have a better future if there were human beings on the planet. But obviously, Cersei's betraying him anyway. Cersei's, you know, going to take over she's not going to help out. I did feel like the whole her and Jaime kind of fallout scene was a bit forced as well. Like, I know that she's betraying, you know, the oath that they made, and that Jaime can't handle that. But Jaime loves Cersei, and he's given way to other morally unjustified actions she's taken in the past.
So Jaime coming
by
to join the good guys now on his horse.
He must be heading down to the heading up to the north to
that
tell the rest of them.
Happened very quickly from being completely unable to betray her.
Exactly.
And also, he said, "Go on, kill me." She nodded at the big guy in the armor. So she gave the guy in the armor the signal.
I mean, let's face it, the mountain got pretty much sword teased for the entire episode.
He was close to killing.
And no, he wanted to get his brother was there, and then he had little Tyrion on the go, and then there he is with Jaime Lannister, and potentially it could kill him, but now it doesn't happen. He just has to put his sword back in his sheath. Once more, it's a very disappointing episode for him.
Big man.
As far as the incest goes, mm-hmm. You all right with that? You still?
Well, I am all right with that. I think they're both very good-looking people. I mean, Thingy, what's Jon Snow's real name?
It's what in real life, Kit Harington.
Kit Harington's got a very peachy bum, doesn't he?
Certainly has been working on the old bum muscles, hasn't he?
And she's
preparation.
She's beautiful as well. I mean, that was a little get together we've all been waiting for.
Well, that's why people are happy, aren't they?
The incest thing. Yeah.
What? All right, let's have a look now to season 8. Mm-hmm. What are your predictions for season 8?
Oh, so let's go with. She asked Tyrion, "Why are you supporting?" Cersei asked Tyrion, "Why are you supporting this dragon woman?" The answer is potentially he's in love with her. He can't have her. What does this mean? Is he going to sacrifice himself for her, or is he going to sabotage Jon Snow in some way? Is he going to help Cersei? Maybe
so
one
you think
brother
he's going to betray her?
One brother has left on his horse to help out. Potentially the other brother is now going to become Team Lannister. But that would upset the audience a lot. That would be almost a game changer if Tyrion was to...
I think if they did that to Tyrion, and he would never do that because he would never trust Cersei. I mean, he just wouldn't. He knows what she's like better than anybody.
Jaime and
spent
Cersei
his whole life.
Have to kill each other. One of them has to end up killing the other one.
Well, I still think I've been calling it for ages now that Cersei will be killed by... Jaime will kill Cersei. It'll be the Queen Slayer and the King Slayer.
That's right.
It's a great, you know, it's a great moniker to have. Mm. That's going to happen. I do think, obviously, like Daenerys and Jon Snow are going to get to Winterfell, and Bran's going to break a double whammy of bad news. Basically, not only are you related, but that Jon is the rightful heir to the throne. In fact, Aegon Targaryen is the rightful heir to the throne. Mm. Deal with those two little nuggets. I think they'll somehow work it out, and maybe they'll keep doing it. I don't know, but
I mean, we all want to see them as king and queen, don't we?
Well, there's no way they're both going to live. Basically, is there? There's no way. I think my prediction is season 8, Daenerys will die, John will take the throne.
Okay, here's a criticism I have of this series in general. I had the criticism in episode one, which was that I never felt when J.R.R. Tolkien was writing it, whatever his name is, the writer was writing it, I never felt like we were being talked to as a modern audience with a message, right? The conversations that they've had that are messages are really interesting. For example, Jamie Lannister stood with Robson, what's his face, on top of the castle talking about dicks. Maybe it's all about dicks in the end. More modern feminism. Yeah. Yes, it's true. Good point. But I am instantly aware that we're taken out of it and that it's talking to a modern audience on purpose. There were more points in the episode when that happened as well, and I can't remember what they were now. But
no, I remember one as well, like when he sees Renly again, what's his name? The guy with the smuggler guy, and he says, "Oh, I thought you were still rowing your boat." That's clearly referencing a very fan-related social media kind of meme and joke and gif.
Yeah, there was also a Trump thing that I thought was a little thing. Lies, lies, and more lies. Once we all start telling lies, once leaders all start telling lies, where does it end? A bit of lecturing, I think, that I didn't want. I don't want those things to exist in this world. I just want this world
to be in
this game. I don't
want them to play to the fans. I don't want them to play to the... Yeah. The knowing, I feel like they have a little bit paid too much attention to all the social media.
That they're doing that, my prediction for the end is that a boy can't win, right? It's got to end up as a female hero. And that is the only thing that I'm taking forward. I would rather them put all the names in a hat and pick out the winner. I'd rather them decide it like that than try and work out a modern morality tale to put into this, because the beauty of this from the beginning is the way it's kept you guessing has been about the fact that just when you start liking someone, their head's chopped off.
Very true.
That said, I want to see Jon Snow on the throne. Surely Jon Tyrion is the guy we really want to see on the throne.
Oh, for me, I'd love to see Tyrion hit the throne, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, let us know what you think. studio@theboxsetpod.com, and no doubt in the final series we'll bring it all together. Thank you. Very good. Yeah. See you for the next one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.